Welcome back to the Five Star Walk-On Podcast. Sean Meyer here, as always, with my co-host Dylan Schofield. How's it going, Dylan?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. So we've got some big news. We've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, but I think it's about time we let our fans know the future of this podcast.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Teasing it for a while now, so let's go ahead and get it out there so we can start getting to it.
So we've been doing this podcast. We've been covering the entire landscape of college football for a year now. It's been exactly a year we've been doing this podcast, which is impressive. It's been fun.
Absolutely.
It's been a bunch of work.
a lot of changes, a lot of time put into it, but
a bunch of changes, from where we started a year ago to where we are now. It's been a fun ride, and We're gonna make it better, and we're gonna change up the way we do things a little bit. So moving forward, we are not going to be covering the entire college football landscape. We are moving to a team-specific format. So to start off, I will be running an Alabama football podcast, and Dylan will be running the Texas football podcast. So we're going team specific. I have two podcasts right now. The Five Star Walk-On brand is not going anywhere. That's still going to be the main umbrella. And we're just going to have these team specific podcasts underneath that. So that way we can allow, fans of specific teams to listen to the team that they want to hear about. Right now, it's just going to be Alabama and Texas, but moving forward, we're hoping to grow this network into, a full podcast network with, multiple shows covering
every team out there.
Yep, every team. So, for the first, little while, it's just going to be Bama and Texas, but we're gonna be talking about ways to incorporate, other podcasts into the Five Star Walk-On network. So yeah, it's really exciting, especially if you're a Bama or Texas fan for now, because you're going to have a specific podcast you can listen to that covers your team.
And truth be told, we've been obviously always leaning somewhat towards that, towards our favorite teams, and most of that's just straight out of the passion that we have for those teams. So in all honesty, it's going to make it a lot better for anyone listening to those specific teams. It's just going to be a much more enjoyable podcast. The two of us are still going to be working it together. So we'll definitely have an unbiased opinion to kind of bounce things off of and discuss the highs and lows of both Alabama. If Bama even has any lows, we'll discuss those, and I'll definitely try and point those out for you to keep you on your toes and keep you humble. But right, it's going to be fun, man. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we love college football. We love covering college football, but it's quite a bit of work to keep up with the entire landscape of college football. It takes a lot of preparation. We've both got full-time jobs. And, at the end of the day, we want to talk about our teams. So, when we're doing episodes and, we want to talk about Bama for 30 minutes, we want to talk about Texas for 30 minutes, but we can't because we had to talk about the entire
Duke and Middle Tennessee. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No disrespect to Duke or Middle Tennessee. Maybe we'll have specific podcasts for them in the future.
Yeah. But hopefully someone is passionate about it as we are Texas and Bama.
But we're passionate about our team. So hopefully you'll be able to tell when we move to our specific podcast. It's just going to be fun. We're excited about being able to talk about really what we want to talk about. I want to talk about Alabama football. Dylan wants to talk about Texas football, and I'm sure Alabama and Texas fans can appreciate that. So
yeah, definitely.
So yeah, it's going to be fun. So we're still working on getting those two podcasts set up. They will have their own iTunes pages. They'll have their own Spotify pages once we get them on Spotify, and you'll be able to listen to me talk about Bama or Dylan talk about Texas. And like he said, we're going to be on each other's podcast. So I'll be the unbiased fan on the Texas podcast. Dylan will be the unbiased fan on the Bama podcast. Give you you know, interesting perspective. So definitely exciting. Hopefully we're going to figure out the names of these podcasts and get the account set up so you can go ahead and subscribe. We're probably not going to start until after the national championship game. That's when we'll start doing the team specific
fresh podcast. With a whole new year and
yep.
Get it going nice and smooth. I think it'll work out a lot better. We'll be able to kind of focus more because we're already so tuned into those teams just out of, you know, personal preference. It'll make a lot more sense and it'll be a lot more fun too. So if you're a Texas fan or a Bama fan, definitely don't go anywhere. And if you're a fan of another team, you just kind of want to get a different opinion or something to, hear about for those specific teams. Cool. Absolutely. Don't go unfollowing the Twitter page or anything. The five-star walk on Twitter page will still be the main hub. We'll still, we won't create separate Twitters or anything like that. We'll keep that one up and running, and that one will tweet out both episodes. So if you want to hear the Bama one, cool, click it. If you want to hear the Texas one, cool, click it. But, don't go anywhere. So we got some good stuff planned, and I think it's going to be a good start.
Yeah, you said it exactly right. You know, five-star walk on is still going to be that main hub. But it's just the main umbrella now. So the brand is still there. We're still walk-ons. We're still five-star walk-ons. And we're just excited to talk about our teams because that's what we're passionate about. And that's what that's what we have the most fun talking about. So hope you guys are excited too. As I mentioned, next week we should have the names of the podcast figured out, logos mocked up. And hopefully have some accounts created for you guys to go and subscribe to be ready when we start recording those in the new year. Probably right after the national championship is when we'll start. So for the next, I guess we call it a month or so, we'll still be doing the one five-star walk-on podcast per week. And then we'll go into the team specifics. So exciting times. We appreciate all of our listeners for this past year. You know, definitely, we just want to give y'all good content, and we can give y'all the best content we can if we're talking about the teams we want to talk about. So,
no doubt.
All right. So, shall we jump into the episode?
Let's do it, man.
If I'm all right, what he said, dominate, and we not doing it. I'm putting my heart in this, dog. Let's go, man.
Okay, so today we are going to be recapping the awards from this past weekend. Most notably, the Heisman. I guess that's a good place to start.
Yeah, pretty safe bet there.
So, Tua, Kyler, Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne Haskins doesn't really have like a cool like one name.
No
name. It's like it's Tua and then it's Kyler, right? And then it's just.
But
like,
you have to say you wouldn't just say Dwayne or Haskins. It's kind of they go together. I don't know.
Like it's Tua, Kyler, and Dwayne Haskins. I mean, that's just. That's I guess you could. I guess you could call him Haskins, but I don't know. Kyler won.
That he
there's
did.
There's some people that are upset about it. I'm really not. As a Bama fan, I'm honestly not too upset about Tua not winning the Heisman.
Tua upset?
I'm not Tua upset.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about it prior to the award show actually happening, I think on last week's episode and several weeks coming up to it, you could kind of see it was starting to head that direction anyway. I felt like Kyler was really kind of starting to make his name a little bit more known since they didn't lose any more games. He was putting up, you know, video game numbers, of course. And towards the end of Bama's schedule, Tua's numbers weren't, you know, yeah, he was still playing great. And I still personally prefer him. but it has nothing to do with, whether what Kyler was doing or what Tua wasn't doing. It was just kind of the way that the seasons played out for those two teams and how important Kyler's role was in getting Oklahoma to where they are. So it felt like it was so valuable. And that's another thing that goes along with the Heisman too, is, it's got to be more than just a popularity contest. It's also, who truly is the most valuable player. And take Kyler off that Oklahoma team. I mean, unless somehow they magically have another Heisman winner sitting on the bench again, they probably lose 4 or 5 games this year.
Easily.
Take Tua off of Bama, and who knows, they may still be undefeated or maybe have one loss or so. But who knows, maybe not even that. I mean, after all, Jalen did win the game essentially for Bama in their toughest game of the year. So
right.
It's hard to kind of contradict anything with Kyler winning the Heisman, because it just made sense.
And here's the thing. If Tua would have won the Heisman, would you have anything to disagree with either?
No, not really. I mean, I think Kyler's numbers were better. And I think he's just more important to his team overall. So I probably wouldn't I wouldn't fight it, but I guess I technically would be like, I don't know. I think he probably should have went to Kyler overall. And I'm a Texas fan, so that kind of tells you, like, I mean it. I'm not being biased here. I truly just think he's a phenomenal football player. And, the numbers spoke for themselves.
I sent you a text with like a screenshot of a tweet talking about if Tua would have played as many snaps as Kyler played. I think Kyler played like 200 more snaps than Tua, which is almost 3 full games,
Right.
He would have had, way bigger numbers than Kyler, but when it comes down to it,
he didn't.
So, I mean, you could play those
games. And essentially that's, if you're, chasing stats, that sucks. But if you're chasing trophies, that's a hell of a benefit to have, multiple fourth quarters off that equals up to a couple different games. Essentially, Tua got to sit out. So, that may come into play. Obviously, you get a pretty good layoff until the next game. But, that definitely played a big role in it.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can't punish Kyler because he played more.
Exactly.
Tua didn't play in the fourth quarter, and yeah, he had an outstanding season. Honestly, in my opinion, whether Kyler or Tua won it, whatever. Even if Haskins won it,
I might have some issues with that. His numbers are great, but
I mean, he had great numbers. So I mean, you really can't argue with either of those three. So I mean, I'm not mad about it. It is what it is. I will say one benefit of this is the Alabama defense is pissed.
Yeah.
They're,
good. Use it as motivation. I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's great. Congratulations, Kyler. Now you're just going to.
Now Mac Wilson's pissed.
Now Mac Wilson is furious. Mac Wilson is actually really mad. I follow him on Twitter. He didn't make any All-American teams, I think, and he's got a chip on his shoulder now too, because he's pretty pissed. He's like, what the hell is that about? So he's going to come out with something, in the Orange Bowl with something to prove. So good luck, Oklahoma.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, good luck. So, all right, we had some other awards. I'm not going to go through all of these. I mean, did you watch the award show?
Yeah, I did. I think one of the only ones that I had really any complaints about, which I know is probably contrary to a lot of people that would listen to this podcast, but is exactly the one that I text you about, man. I'm not so sure about the Biletnikoff. I know Jerry Judy is a phenomenal player and certainly deserving of accolades, but if we're looking at the top receiver in the country, I don't know, man. I think I got to disagree on that one.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where there was multiple deserving players. I mean, I think Jerry Judy, he had the most hype, I think he made the most, well, and this is me, a Bama fan who only watches, like I watch college football, but I watch every single Bama game from start to finish, and then I watch it again, you know. So, of course, I'm going to say Jerry Jeudy's the best receiver because that's what I watched. You know, he made splash plays every game. He was damn near uncoverable, you know, right. Nearly uncoverable almost every game he played. So, I mean, I know there were some guys out there with you know, if you want to go the stats route, I mean, it would be Andy Isabella all day from UMass, but I mean.
Yeah, there was a couple guys, and I sent you, I can't remember who I sent you. I sent you a couple of, you asked me who my finalists would be. And I, honestly, Jerry Jeudy wasn't in it. You know, he wouldn't be in my finalists in my top three. Just based off of numbers alone. And I looked at a couple of different things, right? I looked at receiving yards. Jerry Jeudy's not in the top 10 on that. I looked at receiving touchdowns. He's tied for 7. So, you know, somewhere down the line a little bit. Looking at yards per game. Wasn't in the top 10 on that. And then the last one I looked at was receptions per game. And wasn't on that either. So, not being in the top 10 on any of those other than barely making the top 10 on receiving touchdowns was, I mean, to me, that was kind of one of the biggest things that put him a little bit further beyond. But, man, let me tell you, this year in college football, and I can definitely speak for the Big 12 because that's what I obviously watch the most, but just in college football in general, man, there are some damn good D linemen and there are some damn good receivers. Yeah. Like, if you, in this draft, if you're looking for either of those two positions for an NFL team, man, you got some options.
Well, see, the Big 12
alone, I mean, Lil Jordan and Colin Johnson are like some of the lower ranked receivers in the entire conference. Like, it's pretty freaking nuts.
Yeah, I mean, real quick on Jerry Jeudy, he did lead in one stat for receivers, and that's yards per catch. So, if we're talking about who did the most with what they got, he would be the best receiver. He had 18, almost 19 yards a catch, which is ridiculous. I mean, if you look at the top receivers, I mean, you know, I think Tylan Wallace was a guy we talked about could have been deserving. You know, he had 79 catches. Marquise Brown, where's he at? 75 catches. Some of these group of five receivers are in the 100 catch range, but Jerry Jeudy had 59 catches. And 12 touchdowns on those 59 catches. So I think
Where's Isabella on yards per catch? Is he, do you have that 16. With you?
16.6.
No? Okay. Is he like top 5, top 10?
It's not letting me filter by that.
But so my thing with Isabella is he's in the top 5. First of all, he's number 1 in both yards per game and receiving yards. And then he's in the top 5 on receiving touchdowns and receptions per game. Like, that's pretty ridiculous. He probably definitely should have won that easily. But I get it. Smaller school, less name recognition. You know, I get it. But I don't know.
Oh, no. I apologize. Jerry Jeudy was 2nd. There was one player who had more yards per catch.
Who's that?
At least – I can't – it's not letting me filter by yards per catch. But of the top 50 receivers based on yards, Hakeem Butler had 22.1 yards per catch.
See what I'm – dude, the country is so loaded with receivers this year, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that somehow plays into Colin Johnson and Lil Jordan Humphrey coming back another year just because – you know, who knows where they get drafted, you know?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I thought Colin Johnson was a senior.
No, they're both juniors, man.
Really?
Which is fantastic, by the way. So is Devin Duvernay, which, by the way, is like, I want to say the Pro Football Focus stat I saw was he's 3rd in the country in receptions without a drop or something like that. So he's actually had a phenomenal year, too. I mean, they come back with the way that Sam progressed. I'm pretty damn excited about that.
I feel like Colin Johnson has been there for quite a while. Has he had like a red shirt, like a medical red shirt? Or
no red shirt. He's played since he was a true freshman.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why. I remember watching him in a spring game years ago. And I was like, that dude's pretty fucking tall.
Yeah, he was in the 2016 class, if I'm not mistaken. He was with Brandon Jones and some of those guys.
Gotcha. Okay, so, I mean, are there really any other awards that sort of stood out to you? Or
No, I'm not dying to get into any of those. Like I said, it's tough to really, understand the mindset that goes into a lot of those awards. I know some of the people that get votes for things like Heisman and stuff, and they cast in their votes prior to championship weekend, or they, cast in their votes on things, and you see people being ranked in things that they're really not even close to their, leading their categories. It kind of loses a lot of credibility in my mind, but it is what it is. Is there a better option? I don't know. But I know what I was talking to you about the other day is, I was listening to, somewhere, I can't remember where I heard it first, but somebody was saying we could do the Heisman, since it's gotten to be such a big, quarterback award, basically. I mean, we had three quarterbacks there at the mm-hmm. Heisman ceremony this year. And it almost always feels like that's what it is, quarterback or maybe a running back or
maybe
like
a all-purpose
receiver that does multiple things. That unless you're a defensive player that also plays offense and gets kick returns and punt return, I mean, it's almost impossible. But I think really what they should do is kind of narrow it down by position and then have those positions go up, and those are the only ones. Would that still end up being people would just pick the quarterback? Maybe. But I think that'd be kind of fun to see, the best players at every position, or at least position category, like D-line, O-line. Something like that,
That's interesting, and it really has turned into, who's the best quarterback. I mean, because you can guarantee yourself that every year you're going to have a dynamic quarterback that is doing amazing things, whether it's, Kyler this year, Baker last year. It's always going to be a quarterback award because quarterbacks –
just the sexy position, man.
Quarterbacks are they have the biggest effect on the game. I mean, they are the center of attention, and it's always been like that. Ever since the forward pass was introduced to football, quarterbacks have been the star of the show because they run the team. Right. So,
something I really hate is when you see someone win. What is it? The Davey O'Brien or
the Walter Camp?
Yeah, any one of those awards for that best position, and then somehow they're not a Heisman finalist, or someone at the exact same position is a Heisman finalist and they win it, or they beat up that other person that won the award for best running back and they're also a running back. That doesn't really make any sense. You know what I mean? Of course, it's subjective to who's voting on it, but. How can you say one person's the best running back in the country if there's another running back that beats them out to win the Heisman or something? So,
Quinnen Williams got a vote for first place.
I think the Raiders might take him top three.
Dude, he's amazing. See, that's another thing. Why would he not get more consideration for the Heisman? He dominated in every single game he played. If you go watch Bama games, he beats his guy. He beats a guy that's blocking him almost every play. He does his job. He's dominant. He gets in the backfield at will. And why would he not, be a Heisman candidate? He had a huge effect on games.
Yeah, it's all that quarterback effect, man. And I get it. It's the most important position in the game. There's no doubt about that. But you can't win without a good quarterback. I mean, the days of having an average quarterback and winning a national championship game seem like they are long gone in college football. So, even Alabama, I mean, you kind of developed from a team that basically had a jag at quarterback or a game manager, so to speak.
For our listeners who don't know what jag means.
Just another guy. I mean, you go from that to having someone that truly is a Heisman finalist and damn near won the Heisman.
Yeah,
some people's minds think he should have. You know what I mean? You have to have that now in today's college football landscape. So, you know, it is what it is, but I definitely would like to see a little more diversity there, kind of switch it up a little bit.
I wish Kyler Murray would play football for another year. I know you don't, but
I mean, he can go to the NFL. He's definitely not playing college football next year. That's what I know. Yeah. Which for me is cool. You know, I don't go do your thing in the NFL. Don't care. Go play baseball. Even better.
If I was Kyler Murray,
I don't follow baseball. So
yeah, if I was Kyler Murray, I would probably play baseball, because for him, why not go out on top? I mean, he's not going to be going out on top because he's going to lose to Alabama, but you know, winning the Heisman. I mean, this guy in the NFL, I'm going to be honest. He's not going to be doing the same shit he's doing now. He's blasted. I don't believe in the whole like short quarterbacks can't play in the NFL thing, but he's kind of on a different level because he's really short and he's just not a big dude. And I think he would struggle in the NFL. I think, you know, he might be a serviceable backup, but
have somebody get their big mittens on you at one of those big 320-pound D tackles and just fall on top of you. How many times can he stand up to something like that?
Not often.
Honestly, though, if you know, he's got his $5 million whatever baseball or whatever he got paid for that. I mean, if he could get drafted in the first round, which somebody was willing to take a flyer on, I don't know, man. If someone was willing to take a flyer on him and give him big quarterback money, would it be worth him maybe just doing one contract and seeing what happens? Is either way, he gets paid. Make it a guaranteed contract, get paid, pay off your baseball crap, and then a couple of years down the road, you know, if he's not excelling, cool, I'll go play baseball now. I'm 24, 23 or something, you know what I mean?
He should just go play baseball because he's not.
I don't know any of the details that go along with his contract and what he's obligated or not obligated to do, but
he's not going to get hurt playing baseball. You know,
right?
I feel like he might get crushed playing football.
Baseball is a different thing too, though, man. It takes a grind to kind of move up the ranks and to become a star in that. And I've seen him play baseball. Like, I know he was drafted, but I watched a lot of Texas baseball and I was never impressed anytime they played Oklahoma and saw Kyler Murray play. I mean, I saw him go 0-for-3 against Texas and look rattled the whole time. Like, it was not like he was out there and I was like, man, that dude is a future baseball star. He was a nobody. So I don't know, man. I guess, you know, I'm not a huge baseball nerd and I can't, you know, speak on how good he is. Obviously, he's pretty damn good at the sport, but I don't know, man. Is he going to have the mental kind of fortitude to go through that whole grind, working up through minor leagues and, you know, things like that? I don't know. It doesn't really seem like his style to me. It doesn't seem like that's ever been the case.
Bro, baseball money is a different thing, though.
Oh, man, I'm all for it. I might try and get my son to play baseball.
Baseball money is a different thing. Something funny that I just noticed. So I Googled Kyler Murray height. And on his football page on Soonersports.com, he's 5'10".
Of course.
On his baseball page, he's 5'11". So,
yeah.
Do with that what you will, but I'm going to say Kyler Murray's 5'9".
Probably safe bet there. You can definitely take at least an inch off of whatever the football team gives him.
I can tell you this. If he goes to the NFL draft, he will be invited to the combine. He will get measured, and he will be probably shorter than 5'10". And at that point, he might as well just go play baseball. I mean, he'll get drafted. Somebody's going to draft him just because he's an incredible athlete and a good quarterback. But go play baseball, dude. Go get your money. Go live an injury-free life so when you retire from sports, you can still walk.
Yeah, talk about, oh, you know, my elbow's sore. Or talk about, you know, things like that instead of, you know, my brain. You know, let's let my brain do its thing. Let's try not to get pegged in the face with the baseball here and there, and it should be fine.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Yeah. All right. Well, Kyler Murray, if you're listening, there's our advice. Go get paid again. He's already been paid, so go get paid again. All right. So we're gonna do on our separate podcasts, on a Bama podcast, on the Texas podcast, we're going to do our end of year awards for the specific team after the championship game. So stay tuned for that one. should be pretty interesting. We've got quite a few categories. I'm sure we're going to come up with way more than we have now. So that's really the only awards.
Obviously, the big ones, you know, who's our offensive MVPs, our D-MVPs, special teams, stuff like that. But, you know, try to make some fun ones too. And if you guys have any ideas for any kind of, postseason accolades that you think we should, hand out for the five-star walk-on first annual postseason awards. We'll definitely throw some stuff like that in there. So definitely tweet those at us at five-star walk-on and we'll kind of add those into the mix.
Will do. So yeah, like I mentioned, next week, hopefully we'll have the accounts created for the new podcast. We still got to figure out and finalize the name and logos for each, which we're working on. We'll have bowl games to talk about. And also next week, or
bowl results, I should say.
We'll be recording on Wednesday night next week, just like we are now. And next Wednesday, Dylan, what is that?
Next Wednesday, what is the date?
The 19th.
Wednesday the 19th.
You know it.
I don't know. I don't think I know this one.
Early signing day.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were trying to stump me again, and I was like, I know that's not Kristen's birthday. It's,
nope.
I thought that was your fiance's birthday, but that's what, 13th?
14th.
14th. Close. Kristen.
Friday.
I was close.
Yeah.
Much enough. Better than Sean usually is, so. At least he knows yours. He probably still doesn't know mine, but, give me a little bit of credit.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. It took me a while to actually, like, know yours without having to do any research. But it's easy now. I just remember it's the day.
Save it in your phone. That makes it a little bit easier.
It's the day before Halloween. That's how I remember it.
Tough one.
Yeah. So, okay. We'll be recapping the early signing day. Bama is on track for having an amazing class.
Historic class, of course.
Historic class. Texas is doing all right, from what I know.
Texas is up there, yeah. Should be definitely top 10, and some pieces fall right. We may be able to sneak into the top 5 again. Looks like it's going to be pretty tough, tough sledding here in the next 2 weeks, week and a half, whatever it is. We'll see how that ends up. Definitely exciting. I love following recruiting, so.
Which we will be doing much more of now that we're going to just be talking about our own teams. We'll be able to focus specifically on recruiting throughout the entire season. Probably have a special segment. So,
right.
All right. Well, Dylan, you got anything else?
No, man. I'm excited to start really talking ball when it comes to, the teams that we truly are passionate about. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun for not only us, of course. We do that anyway. But for the listeners, for the Texas fans, for the Bama fans, and, down the road, be able to expand a little bit. So should be a good time, man. I'm excited for it.
All right. Well, let us know what you think about the future of the podcast and the new structure. If you're excited about it, let us know if you're going to miss the way we do it now. There might be some fans out there who love the way we do things now. So let us know if you'll miss that. But, you can listen to our other podcasts. Even if you're not a fan of our teams, we'll still have some interesting insight.
For sure.
Not sure if it'll be as relevant if you're not a fan of Bama or Texas, but
gonna be a little tough.
But just let us know what you think. If you're happy, if you're sad, if you're excited, we're definitely excited. But all right, we appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll be back next week. It's a five-star walk-on.